people don't know this, but many of us who are long time, say I'm first generation Mexican American. My husband is second generation or third generation. His parents were born here, but his grandparents came from other countries. One story I can say for myself, my mother became a citizen in the 80s, and she goes back to Mexico. And then I have my uncle, who's very, very, very Mexican, and my uncle got on her case, saying, I heard that in Spanish, you say, oye que juraste bandera. That means I heard that you pledged allegiance, you know. And that my mother at that time told him, well, you know what? What has Mexico offered me? She goes, the United States has educated my children and given my children a future. She goes, I have everything I have, she goes, I owe to the United States. So, you know, she was very, very strong. Later on, I hear another story that's similar from my father-in-law. And he was a young man at Phoenix Union, and it was 1944. War had not ended. And as soon as he graduated, he was eligible to go to the war. But he already had four brothers in the war, and he was the last one, and he had his widowed mother. And he had the chance to opt out. He could say no, because I guess the Sullivan incident had happened already. And so he wanted to go to war to do what he could for his country. And he asked his mother, Mom, says, what should I do? Do you need me to stay? Because I know that I'm the last one. And she told him, you go. You go. Everything we have, we owe to this country, you go. And so he went. I mean, so people think that Mexicans come here to exploit. And that's not necessarily the case. Many of us who are already here, I mean, much has been offered as Americans, mm-hmm. put it that way.